Now we get to our bones reaction series. Now the rate of the weathering of a silicate rock depends on the minerals that are present. There are two series in Bowen's reaction series. There's a ferromagnesium series, which starts then with the monomer silicate, moves through to the double chain, through double chain, through to sheet silicate, and then finally we end up with our network covalent structure down the bottom. Now the order of stability says we've got least stability up here where we've got the monomer silicate, these can fall out of the structure readily. We've got the highest stability down the bottom with quartz where everything is bound up in a perfectly even sort of fashion. Now the series then relates to the temperature of crystallization in the magma. So you can imagine when something's crystallizing, you remember from doing these sort of experiments, you take your material, you make it saturated, and you then cool it slowly. First little crystal starts growing and then it gets bigger and bigger if you take things gently. But in contrast, if you take that thing that's hot, your solution which is basically saturated, and you crash cool that thing, then you get lots of little particles come out quickly and you don't get any big crystals. So same thing's happening here. We're saying that if we take that magma then, if we get crystallization out under high temperature conditions, okay, we haven't cooled it nice and slowly, then the thing that comes out is the most random. So that's why we get the monomer silicates at the top. So as we decrease then the temperature where things are forming, the crystals are forming more slowly, so you get a higher degree of structure. So quartz sitting down at the bottom then has got our highest degree of structure. Over the other side, we've got the felsic series. Now the felsic series then is based on feldspars, and we're now looking at the difference in the fit of the calcium inside the pocket of the feldspar mineral. Now I've got a little picture down here. Here's the cage and the aluminous silicate structure of the feldspar. So what we can see is that inside this cage we've got a cation, this large black guy here. Now that black guy then, the charge on this is neutralizing the surface charge on the inside of that pocket. To weather this material, acid attack will weaken the framework and the cation will pop out. Once the cation pops out, the structure of that cage is then unstable and it falls apart. That's how we chemically attack it, weaken the bonding, the thing falls apart. Now the best fit between the cation and the pocket is found for the potassium feldspar, where potassium's got a cationic radius of 138 picometers. If you drop it back to this one here, the smallest one, the calcium, this then fits far less well inside the cavity. It's too shaky. It's a bigger gap. The calcium's not well held to the outside of the framework, and hence this is the one that is weathered most easily. This is the one that forms at the highest temperature of crystallization. Over this side as well, these ones here then weather very, very, really quickly, whereas when we get down to the sheet silicates, they weather much more slowly. So Bowen's reaction series then is talking about the ability to undergo weathering, which relates to the stability of the structure, and this is primarily chemical weathering that we're talking about. And it occurs because of the conditions where the minerals formed in the first place. We get our least stable structures falling out of the magma at the highest temperatures, and those least stable structures then would be chemically attacked most readily, so they weather much more quickly. There's just a little 3D view of what you mean, the olivines and pyroxenes and things?
Yeah.
Now all of these guys here that we're looking at, so these guys are all primary minerals that we're looking at along that series. So you remember even the biotite was a primary example of a clay mineral. So they're all forming then under high pressure temperature conditions. The quartz can form under those conditions, but it will also form under ambient conditions via alteration. So this particular approach here is trying to explain in terms of the primary minerals why there are different amounts of stability, and it relates to the temperature where they've crystallized down deep. Whereas once these things get to the surface, where will they end up? They'll end up with this one here because this is the thermodynamically most stable mineral. And silicic acid, once it's floating around in that monomer form in solution, can get together with another monomer and start to form a unit of quartz. And so that's why you'll get quartz in those mud rocks and things like that that I talked about this morning in the sedimentary rock, both from physically abrading your primary mineral, but also from reactions or alteration, it'll generate that silicon component that ends up as quartz. That's why there's plenty of quartz floating around on the surface.